Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27, 2025.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you. Steve Sipple out in Las Vegas. Bill Bush is fishing. I am Jake Sorensen with special guest, Husker Hall of Famer, co-host of Bach and the Black Shirt from 1 to 3 every weekday in the ticket, Terrell Farley. What's going on, Farley?
Thank you for having me, Jake.
Well, listen, you are an early riser. You deserve the chance to come on the show, and you've been very helpful. So I asked you yesterday, I said, Farley, are you available? He said, yes. You said, yes, you are. So thank you for being available.
Yes, sir. I'm always available for you, Jake.
Thank you, Farley. And you are, if you're watching the stream right now, Farley is decked out in ticket attire. Good for you. But also, you have glasses on, which is uncommon for you. I'm not really used to this yet, Farley.
Well, when you get my age, Jake, you have to wear something to start seeing better because things get a little blurry when you.
Are you
get...
blurry right now?
No, I was a little earlier when I was driving from Omaha.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you can see properly. That's wonderful, Farley.
Yeah, it's called video game eyewear, too. So
you wear that during the video games?
Oh, yeah. I see real clear. I can see me handing the ball off real
clear. Yeah. I want to play you sometime because I think I told you I played Nick last year. I had not touched a video game in 15 to 20 years.
Well, I have you.
And I played him in Indianapolis on the football game, and I beat him by like 20 points. I'm like, you claim to be good at this game?
That's a lie.
And I beat. Look at him. Go ask Nick. He'll tell you. He'll play. He'll say, oh, well, I was Navy. You were Texas Tech. I'm like, I didn't pick the teams. And listen, if you're good, you should beat me with Navy.
I'm not good. I just play.
I'd beat you then.
Well, college football.
I'd beat you then. I'd probably beat you then, Farley.
You probably would. You won't live to tell it, though. That's the thing.
Why is that?
Because I'm not going to let you run around
gonna beat,
here.
You're going to beat me up?
No,
I'm
going to hide you somewhere if you beat me. Like,
all right.
Yeah, you'll be hiding for a month somewhere.
Okay, all right. We'll see how that is, Farley.
All right.
We'll see what happens there. 402-464-5685. Call or text as always. This is Idle Chit Chat. Again, Sip is in Vegas. Bill is fishing. He'll be back in a couple days. Sip is back on Thursday on the show. But I did play some golf yesterday, Farley. I played some golf yesterday at a Fellowship of Christian Athletes event at Firethorn yesterday. Had a really bad first two holes. I almost quit golf. I almost said, you know what, I'm done with this sport forever. I'm just going to go take up horseshoes and call it good. Powered through. Played pretty well. Did not qualify for the next round of the tournament, but it was a great day. And it was beautiful out there yesterday at Firethorn because they had the cloud cover from that storm down south. It was awesome. It was awesome, Farley.
But you didn't do anything. I mean, why waste your time to go out there and didn't qualify? Now you sit around and just cheer the guys as they walk, drive by?
I mean, the top three teams got to go to the next round at Dismal River, middle of the state, great golf course. And we were two shots away from that. So I'm not going to go watch them play at Dismal River, good golf course. I'm just going to say, listen, next year we'll try it again. We'll run it back. We'll try to be better. And, hopefully we are. Putts away as far as all we were.
That's what I say on Call of Duty. Hey, we lost this game. We'll get them next game.
Is that how you operate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to lose. I'm to that point in my life where, hey, you're going to lose. I mean, it's like football. You got to rebound and you got to come back stronger.
Okay. Listen, I don't know if I can get in the video game system with you, Farley. I don't know if I can.
I get banned a lot, so you don't.
It sounds like, is this because of profanity? Banned. Why are you getting banned? Are you cussing too much at the kids?
Yeah. I mean, I give them what they want. You know, I'm being honest to
they
you.
They
want
to be cussed at.
No, well, if you're gonna say something, you're gonna get a reply. So you watch how you talk. I mean, it's a video game. I mean, it's called rated mature for something.
Sure.
You know,
and because of you,
not because of
Farley's out there cussing at kids, screaming at him, calling them names, and just saying the F bomb left and right.
It's more than just kids on video games. It's grown men on there.
So who's getting you banned though?
The grown men who can't take it.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Yeah. They're reporting you or what?
Yeah, they report you.
So they play the feedback or the replay of the audio.
They have monitor people who's on there just listening.
Okay.
So if I'm a real talker, Jake.
I know you are.
Well, I did it on the football field too because I talk people out. You got to talk them out their game, make them do something crazy, and then draw a penalty or make them jump off sides or you psych. Football is just like chess. I mean, you psych them out. I mean, you got to psych a player out. You talk to him. You know, I don't say the words that other people say. Like, I say stuff like that really get inside their head. You know, no bad stuff, just funny stuff.
Okay.
You know.
Get any examples of that, Farley?
Well,
give me something that's PG, it's radio friendly, that would be an example of you getting in somebody's head from back in the day.
Well, you know, I probably just go, hey, man, why your girlfriend got all that Nebraska gear on over there?
Okay.
So, you know, gotcha. See? So... You know, just kid stuff. You're a big guy. You can't stop me. You know, I just get into their head. I say I'm 200 pounds. You're 300, and you can't even block me. So, you know, it gets into their head. And then they might bump me and stuff like that. But I got bodyguards on the field, you know. Christian Peters.
Would you say you were the best trash talker in your time?
Yeah.
You were.
I was.
Would teammates say that as well?
Yeah,
I ask the teammates, say, hey, Farley, he says he's the best trash tacker on the team.
Because I did it to them also.
All right.
Because I did it. When I first got there, I talked a lot of trash. You know, if you can't stop me, it's going to be a long day. And I'm going to get in your head all day until they take me out the game. It's just the way I was born. I was raised like that. You know, just talk. But you have if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk too.
Okay. Though.
So...
That's and you walked the walk, Farley. You did. And that's why you're a Hall of Famer now for Nebraska.
Well, I'm happy. I'm content.
Good. Do you have a ring? Like, what'd you get for that?
Accolade? I got a plaque, a ring. I ordered the ring.
Where's the ring at?
It's not here yet. It takes like...
You're going to bring it to the station?
Yeah.
Did I try it on?
I'll let you try it on.
Okay.
You probably need to put a little tape around it.
Okay.
No, I got big hands.
Big hands, big fingers, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing that when it arrives, Farley.
Oh, no problem, Jake.
From the text line, 464-5685, Jesse in Milford says, I'm playing early Saturday morning at Waco. Any advice? I've never played there before. Farley, let me tell you something about the Waco golf course. It's called Sandy Meadows. It's on the interstate. You've seen it before many times if you've driven out west to anywhere in Nebraska. This is a course I've never seen some things I've seen there. People were shirtless. People had no shoes on at the Waco Golf Course. It's right by an RV park out there off the interstate near York. So, Jesse, I would just tell you, prepare to see things you've never seen before in a golf course. It'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. There's a short par five there. It's like 350 yards. You can drive it beyond the green for a double eagle putt if you hit it well. So enjoy that. Report back, though, Jesse, on that golf course, because it's a sight to behold.
You golfers are crazy people.
Why?
Well, I seen a video of these guys at what they call this, Top Golf?
Top Golf, yeah.
Two guys got into it. They trying to throw each other off the balcony. I'm like, why? I mean, what makes you so angry that?
Well, come on. That's not everyone. That's extreme.
Extreme.
I've never
golfers.
Thought about throwing anybody off the balcony at a golf course.
Well, this happened at Top Golf. There's a video floating around of these two guys scuffling, and now they're trying to throw
each other. How do you scuffle at Top Golf?
I don't know, Jake. It's just a
driving
video.
Range.
Well, you know, hey, I'm just saying, Jake, I seen the video, and I said, I got to ask Jake, did he see it?
I did not see it.
I should have forwarded it to you like I do most of my videos.
I get a lot of videos from Farley via Messenger or text from you.
You're like my second work best friend, you know, besides Bach. You're my second one.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're a great guy.
Thank you, Farley. I appreciate you chiming in and sending me videos all the time. But no, I'm not someone that would be throwing somebody off a deck at Topgolf or anywhere in general. If I get mad, it's at myself, and I might throw a club on the course, not at anyone, but because I'm angry about a shot or a bad putt, I might chuck it 20 feet and maybe break it, but I'm not going to throw someone off a deck at Top Golf.
Your longest hit, like when you come off the tee? How far are you?
I've hit it in the 300s before, yeah.
Several times. You're way better than me.
Well, yeah, I'd kick your butt in
golf. Yeah, I'm like 267 is my longest.
You don't play golf.
I have.
You said you hated golf yesterday.
I don't hate it. I just don't.
No, you said hate.
I can't tolerate it.
That's the same thing.
Well,
It's a cousin of it right now. Hatred and not tolerating.
You ever played the hot shot golf on the phone when they had it?
Yeah.
I was great at that.
Well, that doesn't count. Good. That's a video game, Farley. Congratulations. You are excellent golf video gamer.
Yeah.
Maybe you could try it on, you know, maybe you could try it on the real course sometime soon.
2-0. No.
Anything for you yesterday from Idle Chit Chat, Farley? Anything crazy from your day yesterday?
Nothing,
or this morning. You up early this morning.
Well, I got up at 3:30, went to Omaha, cleaned the building, got back. Soon I passed the studio because, you know, I moved downtown now from south of Lincoln. So moved downtown, quick run in the house, freshen up, run back. Got my coffee at 3:30. I wanted another one, but you have terrible coffee.
I didn't make any today. So I didn't.
That's not
there's,
good.
There's none back there.
That's not good.
What, you need some?
Well, I would like a cup in
well,
a little
I'll make
while.
Some. I'll make some during the
this
break.
This is a three-hour show, Jake.
It is. I thought you had coffee, Farley.
Well, I should have just brought me two Red
I'll
Bulls.
Make some coffee during the break, and you can have some the next segment after that.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Nice to have
But you. Nothing else from yesterday. Just a pretty chill day and the chill morning so far. Blitzkrieg says, wow, Jake, no coffee. Well, usually it's only Bill that drinks the coffee. Occasionally Sip will drink the coffee, but very rarely. I bring my own coffee from home, so I make it mostly for Bill, but he's not here, so I didn't think you needed coffee, but I will gladly make it for you.
I don't need a full.
Okay, I'll make you a little bit.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You have any regular flavor? Because I taste your coffee before, and it's terrible.
No, I don't have any regular flavor. Okay. You can add some creamer to it or sugar to make it the way you want it to be.
Okay.
So, other than that, I have nothing for Idle Chit Chat. It was, I would say this, one shout out, Farley, to the Kansas City Royals. They put up a 12 spot on the Cubs in Chicago last night. Down 4-1. Didn't look good in the third inning, but here comes the onslaught in the fifth, and the Royals poured on to win 12-4. Did your Braves win last night?
I don't know, Jim.
Yeah, you didn't pay attention. But you know what? Guess what? Tonight, Farley, the Royals will start a 45-year-old pitcher. 45-year-old pitcher goes tonight for the Royals. Rich Hill, former long-time MLB player, has not been around for a couple of years. He's been in Omaha, not on a rehab assignment, but just kind of getting back in the game. And they have so many injuries right now that 45-year-old Rich Hill, probably throwing 82 tops right now, is going to start against a former team of his, the Chicago Cubs, tonight for the Royals in Chicago.
Who's the oldest pitcher to pitch? Nolan Ryan?
I think that'd be a guy named Jesse. I forget his last name. He pitched for the Padres, I'm pretty sure. Help me out, text line on that one. Jesse something. And Jamie Moyer was old, too. Jamie Moyer, also a lefty, probably was over 45 pitching at one point in the majors. He bounced around for a while with the Mariners and Phillies and so on. But But yeah,
we did win 9-5. Thank you. Very
good
much.
Job, Farley. Way to go.
Yeah, the Giants.
I can't wait to see Rich Hill throwing 82 miles per hour for a fastball tonight against the Cubs.
They get smacked out.
I'm going to probably lose the game.
Yeah,
it'll be a high scoring game if the Royals win this one.
Yeah, 82 is not fast.
He might be more faster than, I don't know, but it can't be any faster than 85 for him. He's 45 years old.
Anybody from your hometown plays baseball in the majors?
No.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
Well, you're from a big, I mean, are you trying to,
Columbus, Georgia,
are you trying
is not
to compare
a big,
Columbus to Beatrice?
Columbus, Georgia is not a big city. It's not that big. We're probably the second biggest city in Georgia, but it's go by county. So you're taking, what, 200,000 people? 250?
Okay, I'm from Gage County, which is like 15,000 people.
Okay, the most
That's
popular
not the same
baseball
thing.
The most popular baseball player we have in our hometown is Frank Thomas.
That's a Hall of Fame. That's kind of a big deal. The Big Hurt has his own nickname.
Tim, the pitcher for the Braves, used to pitch for the
Tim
Braves.
Hudson?
Tim Hudson.
No, we don't have that.
Corby Ramos. He used to play for what? St. Louis?
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Colby Rasmus?
Yeah.
Colby, yes.
He got a twin.
Colby was with the Cardinals and the Blue Jays and a couple other teams in the majors. Yeah.
See? Edwin Jackson. You know who that is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good pitcher.
Yeah.
I liked him.
We got a lot of people. Hey,
why are we comparing Beatrice to Georgia? We have way more people. It's not a comparison, Farley. Hey, we got Cam Jurgens.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, that's the NFL player right there.
Well, we just had a first rounder too.
Pro bowler.
We just had Cam a first Jurgens, rounder.
Super Bowl champion. Cam Jurgens.
We have Super Bowl champions.
He was the grand marshal in the parade, sir, in Homestead days.
Don't say
on the
grand
mower.
Marshal like that, okay? He's grand marshal in the parade. Okay.
He was grand marshal of the parade.
We have Brinston Butler, Super Bowl winner for the Pittsburgh Steelers a long time ago. We had a top 10 pick this year.
Yeah, it's not a comparison, Farley.
Oh my God, Jake.
By the way, I was going for Jesse Orozco, the pitcher for the Padres in his late 40s. And also, I'm seeing that Satchel Paige pitched at age 59 in the majors.
That's old.
59! Farley, you're 50, or you're 49.
Yeah, 49.
That's 10 more years beyond you in the pros, pitching.
Well, I can go out there and give you 10 plays in college football.
You right now?
So? Yeah.
I'd like to watch that, Farley.
10 plays.
I'd like to watch that.
5 blitzes, 5 dropbacks.
One last thing in idle chit-chat before we move on. Let's give a huge shout-out to former Nebraska baseball player Bryce Matthews. Gets called up by the Astros a couple days ago. Hits his first 2 Major League home runs last night on the road as the Astros win 6-3 at Arizona. 2 homers last night for Bryce Matthews. Take a bow. Young man,
that's the way.
Impressive.
That's the way to stay in the major leagues, right there.
Hit homers.
Yeah. Well, you're first getting called up and then knocking 2 out.
Yes, he had on the night. See how many RBIs he had. He had 5 of the 6 RBIs for the Braves. For the Astros last night in their 6-3 win at Arizona. So well done to Bryce Matthews, former Husker. I think he was a second round pick second or third round pick by the Astros a couple years ago. He's been elevating quickly through the minors to the pros. So, well done.
That's great. Awesome. I love it.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. Farley, if you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you, 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Joey Robinson and the team in Bertrand are doing big things. Learn more at 738ag.com. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm just laughing.
I'm looking at you. I'm trying to converse with you.
I'm a man, Jake. I get out there and do my own yard work.
This is more for the field.
Well, not a country guy
he's
like
not,
that.
He's not coming to your house and mowing. This is field work.
You said fertilizer.
Do you have a sprayer in your yard, Farley?
No.
That's for the field.
I know.
Farmers. So I don't think Joey's going to be coming to your house to spray your grass.
Do you cut your own grass, Jake?
I do. I proudly do.
When the last time you cut the grass?
Tuesday. I got to mow today or tomorrow.
Okay.
What? You think I would not mow my grass?
You look like the type that
would hire somebody else. I love mowing the grass.
You look like you won't cut your grass. You look like you can't cut grass.
Come to my house and look at my yard when it's done.
You're going to invite me over?
Yeah, I am. Okay. You're going to see the grass. You're going to see how it's done. I'm proud of my mowing. Okay?
Yeah. I want to come see the little girl. Bring her to the show.
She's sleeping right now.
I know, but you
let bring the girl sleep. All right?
I want to see her. I want to see her before football season.
That will happen. Today, Farley, is officially day one of Big Ten Media Days in Las Vegas. It's going to be a delayed thing because, as you know, you've been to Indy before in the past, Farley, with the crew. Things start earlier because that's Eastern time zone. This is Pacific time zone, so Tony Petitti won't speak until 1 o'clock this time. He speaks 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. this time. So usually we have some different, you know, interviews going on or audio from Media Days going by 11 o'clock this time. No, it'd be 1 p.m. the first time you hear any sort of audio from the podium in Las Vegas. We'll have interviews before that with guys showing up. Nebraska obviously speaks today. The order that you'll have following Tony Petitti, Farley, is Illinois, Brett Bielema, Greg Schiano at Rutgers, Kurt Cignetti, Indiana, Mike Locksley at Maryland, Matt Rhule, Nebraska, and then finally Ryan Day wraps things up today for Ohio State on day one of Big Ten Media Days in Las Vegas. Let me ask you this, Farley. I mentioned a couple teams that are getting a lot of attention so far. We just had the media poll out yesterday that had Illinois at fourth in the conference, Indiana at sixth. So I'm curious, who is more interesting from day one if it's not Nebraska? Ohio State, defending champions, Illinois, picked fourth, or Indiana, picked sixth, but last year a playoff team. Which of those is more interesting to you?
Well, for me, it's Illinois, because they're probably the hottest team coming into the Big Ten this year, just based off how they played last year. And then at the
10 wins last year.
Yeah, 10 wins last year. Look to get better. Do they go back like they did the year after they won 10 games, probably 21, 22?
Yep.
Or do they go back or do they stay up? See, the thing about Illinois is that they're an up and down team. Indiana, dangerous team right now because they're quiet the whole offseason. A quiet team is a dangerous team. Nebraska, you could say you want to hear from them. You want to hear from Matt Rhule. You want to see what Dylan Riola says. You always want to hear what the national champions want to say too, though. So, you know, you could pick either order you want to go in. But, you know, for me, it's Illinois and Indiana, because two teams that smack in the middle of the Big Ten. Ohio State's always going to be there. Nebraska, too, because they're on the rise. And see how they talk about themselves, see how they did their offseason, see what Matt Rhule has to say. Because, you know, when we had Scott Frost, he got up there and got down.
Yeah.
So Matt Rhule's a great talker.
He is a good talker.
He's a good talker. He believes in his program, so I want to hear what he has to say, too. I'm a media guy, but I'm also a college football lover, so I like to hear what every coach has to say, even Maryland, for them being there. You know, their coach, the big guy, just to hear how their quarterback battle's going. Just figure out everything in college football you want to hear just on day one.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'm curious, like you said, Farley, with Illinois and Indiana. Those are teams that usually don't have a target on their back. They're usually bottom of the barrel teams that, you know, and they might upset a team once in a while, but they're happy to make a bowl game. You know, happy to get to 6 wins. Now, you're picked fourth in the conference. That means you have a chance to win the conference based on expectations out there. 10 wins last year for Illinois. They returned the quarterback, Luke Altmyer. They lose Pat Bryant, the great receiver, to the NFL. But, you know, they have a solid defense, good offensive line. But I'm curious, you know, Brett Bielema is not scared of expectations, but is Illinois itself ready to live up to those? Because I like Altmaier, but I'm a fan of his, but can he elevate to elite status and carry this team with him? That's a big question I would have for Illinois.
I don't think he has to be elite. I think he has just to run the offense. Run the offense at a pace where he's comfortable at. The receiver didn't beat us last year. Luke Altmaier beat us with his running.
He kept avoiding pressure.
Yeah, he rolled out the pocket. He found the holes that was in the defense. So he knows what he has to do. Running game is probably what we have to stop this year to contain him. Special teams. I mean, we missed some good calls last year against that team. So we actually had Illinois beat. But, you know,
Nebraska does not play them this year, though. They don't play Illinois. But
I feel sorry for Illinois. I mean, that's great for Illinois because I think we can beat them.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm really high on this Nebraska team. I'm not a Kool-Aid drinker, though. That's one thing I'm not. Just speaking, if Dylan Riola beats the Dylan Riola we need him to be, and goes down the field. I don't need Dylan Riola to throw for 400 yards. I don't need him to throw for 300. I need to throw for about 250. Emmett runs for about 110. Some other backs get some yards and play great defense special teams. And we should have a great season.
I'd like to know, on that note, Farley, regarding Nebraska, when Matt Rhule speaks today as well as the players, you know, a big question facing this team is, as it's been all offseason, how do you replace the big guys on the defensive line? Ty Robinson is showing, you know, big skills with the Eagles so far. He got drafted there in the fourth round. You know, Nash Hutmacher's gone. Jamari Butler's gone. Umon Mielen's gone. You know, all these pieces, all these players have left. James Williams has gone to Florida State. That's five players gone. I like Riley Van Poppel. Big fan of him. I think Judy can be all right at Nebraska. I think that Cam Lenhart can be still very good for Nebraska, but these are guys that don't have a ton of experience, and you're talking about with Robinson and Hutmacher, that was a wall. Like, they were tough to run through, and Ty obviously could rush the passer. So if this team is going to live up to expectations and get to eight wins or so, they have to stop the run, and they got to get a pass rush, and that starts up front with the defensive line, which has to prove early, right away, farther against Cincinnati, that they're prepared. And that's my biggest question, is it most people are, is the defensive line going to be ready from game one for this season to make plays?
Well, you're going to have a lot of rotation. I don't like the rotation thing because I played in a system where if you're tired, you come out. But, you know, for the defensive line, rotation is going to be the thing for this group right here. Not a big defensive line. So they're going to get wore down easily. One thing we have to do is keep the linemen off the backs, off the linebackers. So they're going to have to play B position right to even touch somebody. We're going to have to rotate a lot. But like I said, it's going to come down to who can get to the quarterback the most.
Yeah, that's the big question right now for Nebraska is do you have a guy that consistently can get home
and rush the passer? That's where I don't like the 3-3-5 at. Because three linemen is not going to get it for us. I don't think we have the three linemen right now. I would love to see us in a 4-3 blitz trying to put pressure on the quarterback.
Well, I think last year, I mean, with how dominant Ty Robinson was, they could do that.
Yeah.
He was again, nowhere near what you've seen like in the past, like in Dominican Sue. I'm not putting that out there, but he was causing problems left and right. He was very difficult to guard in almost every single game. So maybe Van Poppel can do that this year. It's hard to expect that for him to be that level because it took Robinson several years to get that level. But you did see last year some skill from the linebackers in Shavers and McGahee getting to the quarterback. So you know you have something there, but you do want that to come eventually from your defensive line if you can.
Great. You got to have great defensive line play. I played on a defensive line that didn't let me get touched much. And that's the key because Vincent Shavers to be successful, they're going to have to keep linemen off him or he's going to be fighting himself the whole game. When I say fighting himself, he got to fight the linemen. And I don't think Vincent is built to fight a lineman every play.
Right. I don't think so either. But when he's on, he's good. He's a good pass rusher.
Probably the best blitzer. If you put him in a situation, he probably could be your best blitzer on the team.
I agree with that. So we'll hear it from Matt Rhule on Nebraska this afternoon. But also, last thing before we move on to break is going back to Indiana, Farley. This is a team that first year of Kurt Cignetti. You know, Kurt Cignetti talked a lot last year. He was saying, Google me, I win games. And guess what? He comes into the Big Ten to a place that has not had much success and makes the freaking playoff at 11-2 in his first year. Schedule is not tough, but guess what? They won all the games they had to win. And they lost to Ohio State, which is a good loss, obviously, for them, and then lost to Notre Dame in the playoff. But for Indiana, some people think they might have more skill than last year. Like, they like the quarterback this year, Mendoza from Cal, better than Curtis Rourke, who was very good coming from Ohio last year. There's potential, Farley, that team could be better than last year's playoff team with a tougher schedule this year, though.
Ooh, if they're better than last year, then they're dangerous.
So, right, well, they have a tough schedule. I mean, they play Oregon, I think, and I forget who else they play, but yeah.
The good part of it,
Iowa.
The bad part about Indiana is that they've been quiet. And I'm scared of teams that have been quiet because Kurt Cignetti.
Quiet confidence.
Yeah.
He's got some swagger, doesn't he?
Yeah, he got swagger, but if you haven't said anything the whole offseason to me, you got something up your sleeve. And,
yep.
And if they can do the same thing they did in year one of Kurt Cignetti at Indiana, they're going to be more dangerous this year. Their defense was good last year.
It was solid.
Yeah, I mean,
and that offense was obviously dynamite as well.
But they beat the brakes off us. And people say, "Oh, we played bad." No, we got spanked.
They got curb stomped. We got curb stomped there.
Yeah.
So day one of media days begins today again. So 1 o'clock this time, you'll hear from Tony Petitti, a Big Ten commissioner. Then following that, once again, Illinois, Rutgers, Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, and Ohio State, all the head coaches plus their players who are coming by will speak at podiums and side sessions, and we will hopefully have our guys be able to corral some of those players and coaches in. And by the way, our coverage, Farley, for Media Days, which we're out there in Vegas, is sponsored by Currency, Stephen Smith Construction, Gary Michaels Clothiers, Warhorse Casino, Advanced Medical Imaging, and League One Volleyball Omaha. So thank you for making our trip possible to Las Vegas.
Yeah, and you're here with me, Jakey.
Yeah, we're here hanging out, having a good time, Farley. When we come back, you know what? It's not just Big Ten today. There's also ACC Media Days. Will it get buried by the Big Ten, or will we actually have some information come out from the ACC? We'll discuss that next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.